Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ellen Rohr is here too, folks. Ellen's back. That's right, Ellen. Ellen Rohr is the president of Bare Bones Biz. She's the author of a bunch of books, including Where Did the Money Go?, The Bare Bones Biz Plan, which is what we're going to talk about some today. And she's our good friend, Ellen. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. Love, love, love to you.
You too. You've paid your dues. You've been through this. You know all about this. That's the reason why I encourage my audience to listen to you. And
I got the scars.
That's right. You know, that's exactly right. And so, as anybody who's been a business owner for very long would have, you know, Ellen, you and I've been doing a little series on business planning, and I like to remind people about the difference between a business plan and planning. And the reason I say that is there was a time before you were born, Ellen, when you could do a business, you could write a business plan, put it in a binder, put it on the shelf, and just from memory operate your business off of that business plan and just continue to operate. Maybe in a year you get it out and dust it off and see if things need to be adjusted. Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? And so now, though, the velocity of change is increasing so fast that you can't just do a business plan. You've got to constantly be in a state of planning. What do you think?
Oh, I really like that. I really like that concept. What I recommend is once you put that business plan in place, and it can take many forms, and it's never perfect, but just something material that you've written that indicates what you want to have happen and a committed course of action, making it so. Once you put that in place, I recommend that you trot it out once a week. In fact, every Sunday, and if I want to take Sunday off, I do it first thing Monday morning. I grab my business plan and I thumb through it. I've got mine in my hands right now. And then I thumb through it to remind myself of what I want to do and make the kind of adjustments that you're talking about.
Tim Berry, who you may know, is the world's guru on this. He backs you up on that,
and Tim
Berry. Oh yeah, Tim's he's been doing business planning. A long time. But he backs you up on that because he said he calls that plan versus actual.
Oh, I like that.
That's what you just described. Plan versus actual.
Because things change, and the other thing that it does is it kind of juices you up again. You know, you remind yourself of what you've accomplished and what you want to do, because otherwise, Michael Gerber says you just find yourself doing it, kind of on the hamster wheel of business and never really getting anywhere.
Well, and while you're on that hamster wheel, the world's going by you on a four-lane highway.
And before you know
that's
it,
the
it's
velocity
Friday afternoon,
change.
You're exhausted.
And if you don't believe that, folks, go check out the folks who make BlackBerries.
Oh, yeah.
They're history. They're toast.
Isn't that funny?
Because they got on their hamster wheel.
Yeah, they were on the hamster wheel. And the phones have just gotten so much easier and faster and better.
They did not. They paid no attention to what was going on, and so you can't afford that, folks. And the point is that's what business planning will do for you.
Well, and if you let your team in on the game, this is what I'm discovering over and over.
Right.
With my team and with my clients, your team will solve your problems for you. They're dying to help.
They got eyeballs, they got ears, they're watching, they're listening, they're seeing things, especially these days with the way technology is moving. Ellen, you know, if you've got at least one gray hair in your head, you probably need a younger person's eyes and ears to be paying attention to some new things that are going on.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's so true. If you've got a website designer who's over 25, you might have to rethink that.
That's long in the tooth for web design.
Oh, yeah, because it is going really fast. And a business plan is just, you know, I like a binder. That's kind of old school.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like about a binder is you're not going to have technical glitches with it.
Right.
It is portable. And this is symbolic but very important. you're moving something from thought form to physical form.
And it's amazing how powerful things are when they're looking back at you from a sheet of paper.
Right, and you can do it on an iPad. You can do it on your tablet.
I don't care. No, Ellen, I don't think so.
You
know why? I'm telling you. I know. You said it was old school. It is old school, folks. Kids, young people, I promise you, there's something about these words that you've written, these ideas, there's something about them on a sheet of paper looking back at you.
Well, they are material. That's what I like about it. It moves it from, it's not electronic. It's not just ethereal. It is a material thing, and that's what we're trying to do in business is create.
Mm-hmm.
So the binder is something you've created. Now you've got your business. But having your business plan in a binder, and mine's all tabbed up with the different sections of the binder, but what you could do is you're sitting on a plane with someone, they say, well, what do? And you lay on your elevator speech. I help people achieve freedom through winning businesses of their own. Well, how do you do that? Well, I got my business plan right here.
Oh, no.
Not much for a plane conversation.
Oh, no. Those poor people.
But the idea is, if you did have a follow-up meeting to that question,
right,
that's when you trot out your business plan. Once upon a time, too, you were talking about banks. I think that's the other conversation today.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, when you talked to a banker, the banker was interested in that business plan. Like, what would you do with the money? How's this thing going to cash flow?
Right.
What's going to happen next? Nowadays, with a lot of banks, they just check a little box that says, yes, you have a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're only going to loan you money if you have assets to secure, regardless of how fantastic your business plan is. So even more important to you than showing it to a banker trying to use the business plan to get a loan, you need that business plan to keep you focused and motivated and profitable.
And a huge part of the business plan are the financials.
Right.
The financial projections and the plans that you're making.
If you have an idea for a business and you put a little business plan together, what you might find is, it's not quite as lucrative as you thought. So it's not a bad idea.
It might take a little longer before I get rich.
Yeah, and I don't want to, I never crush anyone's dream, but play a couple different scenarios through to see how you can make money. A lot of things I do, I think I told you this, I work with inmates at Davis Correctional.
Right.
Okay. And the most important thing about their business plan is that it cash flows fast. Like, they can't be released from prison with the idea that they're going to go find a loan.
Hold on to that thought, Ellen. I want to come back, because that's a really important topic, folks. This idea of having a couple of scenarios for your business plan. You've heard me talk about this before. I want to get Ellen's take on this. We're going to expand this a little bit more after these messages. 20 after. Ellen Rohr is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.